Thank you. I'm Clothing your right mind, certainly we ought to pray.
Yes.
The Word of God declares it. The Word of God in the very last chapter of Psalms.
Yes.
Say, praise ye the Lord.
Yes.
Praise God in His sanctuary.
Yes.
Praise Him in the firmament of His power.
Yes.
Praise Him for His mighty acts.
Yes.
Praise Him according to His excellent greatness.
Yes.
Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet.
Yes.
Praise Him with the psaltery in the harp.
Yes.
Praise Him with the timbrel and dance.
Yes.
Praise Him with string instruments and all. Praise Him upon the loud sounding cymbals. Praise Him with the high sounding cymbals. You know, I like to read that every now and then. A lot of folks, you know, when they seem to praise the Lord, jumping and shouting, saying uncouth is not needed. Might not be needed, but it pleases God. Praise the Lord. The Bible said that everything, to have breath, praise the Lord. If you're breathing, you ought to breathe.
Yeah.
You can't do anything else for it. Can't feed it, you can't clothe it.
Yeah.
But the Bible tells me that the earth is the Lord's.
Yeah.
And the fullness of everything in it.
Yeah.
Praise
yeah.
the Lord. I thank God this morning. I always want to praise.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. We want to praise God and our preachers and the deacons and missionaries and to the devotional leaders and to all the children of God. Every child of God, everybody.
Yes.
Not only here, but everywhere.
Yes.
You know, I thank God for this day.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. You know, I thank God for the songs and testimonies, because truly His name is worthy
yes.
to be praised. You know, I don't like churches that sit
yes. yes.
You know, you got a stiff back.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. The Bible says, you whom He have created.
Yes.
Pray the Lord, if you just sitting there praying on something wrong with you. You know, your soul, see, God says the soul.
Yes.
And the soul self because it's bad.
Yes.
But praise the Lord. You see, if you don't have anything to shout about, then you're not going to show.
Yes.
Pray the Lord. I don't care how much you pray to God, you talk about it. Everybody's
yes.
talking about salvation today. Everybody's talking about salvation. Everybody's talking about saved, and most people are talking about saved. They don't even know what the word saved means. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Praise the Lord. We have been reconciled back to Him. Praise the Lord. And we're going to talk about that this morning, too. You know, I didn't really know which way to go. I have several thoughts in my mind, but Sister King took care of that when she said, praise the Lord, St. John. Unless a man is born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot see. Can't even see it. Talking about going there. That's why I guess the songwriter said, everybody's talking about heaven. They ain't going there. Praise the Lord. But everybody's talking about heaven. Everybody, they is. That's the thing now to be saved. But you can't tell them the same folk to talk about the same and see them downtown at Hawthorne Street. Praise the Lord! You drop the head.
Yeah.
You don't want to be associated. If you don't want to be embarrassed, don't see me downtown. But if you see me downtown, you better get on the same side of the street. No more. Because I'm going to holler across the street. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. If I don't hear the response, don't come in and praise Him. I don't know who you're praising. Maybe you're praising the devil. I'm going to praise Him.
Yeah.
Praise who? Who you praising?
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Not the Spirit of Christ. The Spirit didn't hang on the cross.
Yeah.
The man hung on there.
Yeah.
By the shedding of blood, there is no remission.
Yeah.
A lot of folks get up and say, give honor to the Spirit of Christ. Well, you're all going to give honor to the Spirit of Christ. That's all right. I'm going to give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Tell me, a man hung on the cross.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, and he shed some blood.
Yeah.
Tell me, while he was up there, praise God, he went on down in the ground and
yeah.
got people that was down in the ground.
Yeah.
And tell me, praise God, when he finally gave up the ghost, praise God, and went on down there, the streets in Jerusalem was red. And folk got up out of the grave. Praise the Lord, and praise God, and walk the streets of Jerusalem, not like John. Praise the Lord, I feel good this morning.
Yeah.
I understand we're going to have some food after a while.
Yeah.
For everybody to stay here, we're going to have to go home. That means I don't have to work this morning, we're going to have to go home too. So I need some soul food, praise God, and we need some natural food. Yes, sir, you know, I thank the Lord for the church. Thank the pastor's aid got the room nice and clean, sewed up and everything. Praise the Lord, get a little ragged there, but they picked me up there. Thank the Lord for them. You know, as I say, my mind was going several ways, but the Lord have a way to lead you. And when Sister King read the scriptures, then Sister Coleman got right up behind her. And say yes to my Lord.
Yeah.
You know, and I listened to the word, you know, she said, Jesus saved me. I'll be what? Born again. Something like that.
Yeah.
And then Sister Crosser got up and she mentioned a little boy. spoke something about Africa. Praise the Lord. The Bible said, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. You know, it's just pathetic and poor. This human church is a social club.
Yeah.
A place to go and have a place to be buried from.
Yeah.
But God didn't intend for his church to be that. His church was for the saving of the souls.
Yeah.
Folk have a form of godliness today, but they're denying the power thereof. And the word of God says, from of such, yeah, turn away.
Yeah.
And Paul said that, you know, he wanted to know him and the power of his resurrection. You know, we know nothing here save Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's the only thing I can preach to you. The Lord didn't tell anybody to preach miracles. Praise the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ performed miracles to confirm his deity. He said, if you don't believe, what? Believe me for my what? And after he performed miracles, then he preached to the folk the kingdom of the Lord. Folk were preaching miracles and doing all manner of things, but preaching the gospel.
Yeah.
And the gospel tells us, praise God, that if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that were lost, whom the God of this world. I thank God, I know my Lord said, my kingdom is coming.
Yeah.
The God of this world has blinded. Praise the Lord. And it says the preaching of the cross. You know, folks would say, so all that stuff is not necessary. You don't have to make all that noise.
Jesus.
But Paul said, if I seem to be beside myself, it's because of Jesus.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. He acted unseemly sometimes. Praise the Lord. And why shouldn't he? Praise God. When, praise God, he starts feeling sorry for himself, and the Lord told him, my grace is sufficient. A lot of folks don't know what grace is. The grace of God and his favor shown to the undeserving man. He knew he didn't deserve to be saved. That's why he said, I'm the least of the apostles. Praise God. He was on his way on down. Praise God. That the Damascus, praise God, to persecute God's book. But one thing I like about Jesus always identified himself with his people.
Yeah.
When Paul went on down there and he was Saul then. Praise the Lord. And he was going on down there to get God's people and praise the Lord. And the Lord knocked him down and cried out to him and said, Saul! Saul, why persecutest thou me?
Yeah.
I hope you understand that. He said, why persecutest thou me?
Yeah.
Now see, Jesus already ascended. Praise the Lord, but he identified himself with his people.
Yeah.
Why persecutest thou me? He was going on down there to get them saints.
Yeah.
So-called Christians.
Yeah.
See, the Christians was a derogatory name in those days. A lot of folk don't know that. The word Christian means Christ-like. But Paul said, I'm a saint. Praise the Lord. See, Jesus Christ said, be ye holy, for I'm holy. You're not holy, you're not even Christ-like. You're not a Christian, you're just a church member.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. That's the word of God. I'm glad I think my word is more than in there. Read it for yourself. Praise the Lord. It's in there. Bible said, where there is no vision, the people will do what?
Perish.
In other words, that means where there is no revelation from God, the people perish. That's why the Bible said to cry loud and spare not. I'm one of them loud ones. Lord, how best. One of them loud ones. But see, the Bible said, our word is truth, and the truth will make you free. See, you cry loud and spare not. Don't worry about folk feeling. Get them saved.
Yeah.
But folk are preaching what the folk want them to preach. Praise the Lord. But it's more to preach what the Lord say. Go out and preach the gospel. How should they hear without a preacher? Praise the Lord. Our word is truth, and the truth will make you free. Praise the Lord. I feel pretty good.
Yeah.
I feel down in my soul. Then we're going to preach. I'm not going to get too much singing, so Lord, get your voice together, but I'll join in with the singing.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Lord, down in my soul, Lord. I cry. Not my body, not my mind, but the soul.
Hallelujah.
The soul is the real you. Man, being body, soul, and spirit. Lord, form him out of dust and breathe into him the breath of life. And he became a living soul or individual. Praise the Lord. And that's what's got to be born.
Yeah.
A lot of folk don't understand the necessity of the new birth. And going to church, praise the Lord, and giving the preacher your hand and God your heart, doesn't do it.
Yeah.
The Lord Jesus Christ laid down a format for mankind to be saved.
Yeah.
And you find the answer right here in the third chapter. The Gospel according to St. John. Now, a lot of folks today speak of the Gospel and don't know what the Gospel is. You ask some folk what's the Gospel, they say it's good news.
Yeah.
Well, it's good news today. We're going to have dinner here. It's not raining, that's good news.
Yeah.
And when it rains at certain times of the year for the farmer, that's good news.
Yeah.
But praise the Lord, the Gospel is the birth that teaches you life with degrees, death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why in 1 Corinthians, 2nd chapter, Brother Paul said, I know nothing save Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's why he also said, if Christ be not risen, we are yet in our faith, and our preaching was in vain. That's why he said he knew a transformation had taken place in his life when he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. That's why he said, I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received. And that Christ died, was buried, rose again the third day according to his scriptures. And if Christ be not risen, we are men most miserable. In other words, you don't have anything to look forward to. The scripture, the word of God, doesn't have any meaning. When the Lord Jesus Christ said, I go to prepare a place for you, that have no meaning if Christ be not risen. But he said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. Now he's talking to the church. He's not talking to the world. He's talking to those that have been born again. Praise the Lord. And I tell you all the time, the word prepare doesn't mean to make anything. It means to equip or to get ready. Church being the bride of Christ. And if you're showing up the bride of Christ, you had to take on his name.
Yeah,
Sister John had to take on my name before she became my wife. Praise the Lord, everything wasn't legal. Praise the Lord, that's why the Bible said, neither is our salvation any other, but there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. He said, I go to prepare a place for you that where I am, that you may be also. The folk don't understand the meaning of that scripture. I like to tell it.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Because it has so much bearing on my salvation.
Yeah.
You know, the custom. I told you in the times that Jesus walked the earth. Those houses, praise the Lord, had one door. It was made sort of like a big round fireplace, so to speak, and they had one door in that house.
Yeah.
And as that child, that son, these marriages were arranged between the parents while they were children or infants, and when that child got grown, he said, now I'm ready to take my bride. And that practice is still done in some countries today, in India and some other countries. And when that son would go to marry the bride, that the child that was promised to him years ago when he was an infant, then the father would partition off another part of that house for his son and his new bride. That's why Jesus said that in my Father's house are many mansions or dwelling places. That's why he said also no man come to the Father but by me. I am the door. You can't get there any other way but through Jesus. Praise God. You got to take on the name of Jesus. Not Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Those are three manifestations of the one being. Those are three characteristics of one person, the person Jesus. I always tell you, praise God, I'm a pastor, I'm a brother, and I'm a husband, but you can't put that on my check. You got to put my name on there. Jesus Christ told the apostles, go out and teach all nations, baptize them in the name, that's singular, of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You know, it's so simple that folk can't see it. The Bible says, I've got to be here. God is spirit. And he is the Father through creation. Jesus Christ is the Son through redemption that's put on, praise God, our flesh. Oh, the word of God is so plain about it. And the Holy Ghost, not the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, praise God, is the sustainer or the keeper. But they all one. In the beginning, that's what the word of God said. And the very first words of the Bible say, in the beginning, God. Hallelujah. And then when John come along, praise God, which is the book of divinity of the Gospels, and say, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became what?
Flesh.
And dwelt among them. Can't be anything but Jesus. That's why Jesus told the prophet, when you see the Father, you see me. I and my Father are what?
Father.
Praise the Lord. And then what did I just say? What did Matthew 1:23 say? Did somebody read that? I don't know. I don't want to. I haven't got to the message yet. I just keep getting through that while. The whole, a virgin shall be with child, shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name what?
Emmanuel.
Which being interpreted what?
God with us.
God is spirit. He had no blood to shed. The Bible says about the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. The blood had to be shed. Praise God. God being a spirit, how the world can a spirit be a person? Praise the Lord. He in the beginning. That's just like getting some vapor. Praise God, and trying to stick that. Trying to get some blood out of vapor. Praise God, but he had to put on, praise God, a hallelujah. Had to put on, praise God. Had to put on some flesh. On my mind is now going back to Hebrews 2:14. Let's look at that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I'm thinking of the goodness of Jesus. My soul.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. Listen, I thank God that I know that my salvation is secure in Jesus through the word of God. What does the 14th verse of the 2nd chapter of Hebrews says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, that you have, he also himself, that he is Jesus, or God, likewise took part of the same. He put on flesh. That through death he might destroy him that had the power of death. That is the devil. He himself also took on flesh and blood. That's God. Who is Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And folks still don't know who Jesus is. If you don't believe that I am he, you are yet in your sin. You said not only are you yet, but you're going to die in your sin. See, if you said if you don't believe that I am he, folks got to know. Preachers are telling people, praise God, do the best you can and go on. And, oh, my God. But praise God, you know. Let's get on over here. To John 3. Let me go. I'm not going to keep it. Folks just don't understand who the Savior is. How can you stay if you don't know who the Savior is?
Amen.
If you don't know who the Savior is, how are you going to get saved?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You don't know the process or the plan that God has placed here for mankind to be saved. How in the world can you get saved? It's utterly impossible for you to get saved. Your own way. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Mankind still don't believe and don't understand that there are two headships in the world. One is Jesus Christ that represents righteousness and life. The other one is Satan who represents what? Sin and death. Praise the Lord. But the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is a gift. You can't work for it. The gift of God is a gift of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Is eternal life. Psalm says, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
Yeah.
Oh, what a foretaste of glory.
Hallelujah.
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 This is just a foretaste because we got to put off this mortal.
Yeah.
We got to put on immortality if we want to be like Jesus. Folks sing the song, oh, I want to be like Jesus. See him face to face. If you want to be like Jesus, brother, you better get yourself saved.
Right.
According to the word of God. You better come from out of the power of Satan unto the power of God.
Jesus.
Come out of darkness into God's marvelous light.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You better come cross that bridge that Jesus became. He became a bridge over troubled water to allow us to pass from death until life. Hallelujah. He said, I've taken the sting out of death. Victory from the grave. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Death have no more dominion over you. But brother, you got to do it the right way.
Yeah.
Let me get on to that. I just can't get into it. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. But he didn't understand that he realized that Jesus was God. He said, thou art a teacher come from God. But praise God, Jesus was trying to let him know that he was God. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus tells me. No man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said to him, verily, 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 verily means truly, truly. I say to thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. If you have a King James ring, I should have read Jesus saying that. Not Alan Johnson, Jesus said. He said, he cannot see. What's more good? You can't even see it. Now, if you have a scope, I want you to look at that one by the word born. It says, he's talking about regeneration. Say the necessity of the new birth grows out of the incapacity of the natural man to see or enter into the kingdom of God. This is what it says. However gifted, moral, or refined, the natural man is absolutely blind to spiritual truth and impotent or powerless to enter the kingdom. For he can neither obey, understand, nor please God. The new birth is not a reformation of the old nature, but a creative act of the Holy Spirit. The condition of the new birth is faith in Christ crucified. That's why it's the only thing we preach it. Anybody's preaching anything else, see, you is preaching, they're not preaching salvation. Read it for yourself. It says through the new birth, the believer becomes a partaker of the divine nature and the life of Christ himself. You see, when a child of God is shown up, born again, all the characteristics of Jesus Christ should be transformed into your life.
Amen.
That's why the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That's the purpose of the new birth. In other words, you're not the same old you.
Yes.
When you're born again, and folks talk about praying God, that they're saved and born again, but they're still boogieing down, still cavalrying, still playing the lotteries, all these other things, but they're born again.
Yes.
Born how? From where? It's not a divine nature.
Yeah.
You've got to take on a divine nature to say that I've been born again. I don't care what the preachers are telling. The word of God says, praise God, you got to take on, be a partaker of the divine nature of God himself.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ said, come on. Come along with me. Let all be a part of you. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. You're in the world, but you're not of it. But still want to praise out God. Be in the world and do what the world do. And say, I'm saying, brother, you went for a rude awakening. Praise out God. Hallelujah. One day you're going to find out that you've just been working, not without a payment. Hallelujah. Find the crowd. Praise God, I'm born over here, they got a brand new church building over here.
Yeah.
Praise God, God, but you got death over there.
Yeah.
Praise God, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm not knocking new churches, but I believe, praise God. Hallelujah, 3 or 4 years from now, we have a general life we're having in our own basement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But praise God, God, but first, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Get all these other things. Hell be in the truth. Praise God, God. I just know Jesus, praise God, is still seeking.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the footnote here. Says that the divine nature and life of Christ, you see, holiness is a way of life and living. It's not a denomination.
Right.
Denomination comes from man. Organism comes from God. When I say organism, I mean we are many parts of the one body.
Yeah.
Come on, organism, praise the Lord. Organization, praise God, folks say, I'm a Baptist or I'm a Methodist. Praise God, God, and say, what is your denomination? Say, I'm a Protestant. Praise God, God, I can't even tell you where the word Protestant came from. The word Protestant came from the word protest. Praise God, that came from the church of Sardis in the book of Revelation, which was the beginning of the Reformation period. Praise God, when the book came out from the Pope and the Catholicism and set up the own church. But that's still not salvation. Praise God. You must be, got to be, born again. Folks just don't understand. Praise God, God. Folks tell me, I've been born a battle on that one. You got that right. That's how you're going to die.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about a physical death, praise God, because if you're not reconciled with God, you're already dead. Yeah. Praise God. That's why Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. Out of me, I am life. Like I am come, that they may have life. Who is I am? Hallelujah. The same one, praise God, that told Moses to tell the people that I am. Praise God. Hallelujah. As a form of identification. And Jesus Christ came on out of earth. Praise God. In the 10th chapter of St. John, he said, I am. Come. Hallelujah. I am come that you might have life. Hallelujah. You must be. You've got to be born again. I don't care what folk tell you. Praise God is necessary for you to be born again. And praise God, God is the other water and other spirit. Yeah. You got some church today, praise God, to be baptized. Don't do no kind of baptize. Praise the Lord, even the other church is wrong, baptized. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. You got to be washed of your sin. But they don't baptize right.
Yeah.
The psalmist said, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me what?
Oh,
I mean, what can make me complete again?
Yeah.
Nothing but that let you know there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
That's why I can stand here and fabricate that mankind is the only creature that's born dead and died. Born spiritually dead, dying physically dead every day.
Dead.
He's born spiritually dead because Adam disobeyed God.
Yeah.
And God told Adam, the day that thou eat this tree, thou shalt surely die. And we know that Adam was the father of Cain and Abel. We know he didn't die a physical death, but God does not lie. He said, the day that you eat it, thou shalt surely die. How did he die? He died a spiritual death. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus said, let the dead put up the dead. I am come that they may have life. What kind of life? Spiritual life. Hallelujah. Well, if you're going to reign with Christ, you got to praise God. You're going to reign with him through a spiritual realm. You're not going to, flesh and blood cannot enter the kingdom of God. You're not going to be up there praying down God with this body. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ said to give the marriage, praise God, wasn't necessary. They try to trick Jesus and say, whose wife is she going to be? The Lord Jesus Christ said, if you don't marry, you give the marriage. Praise God, God. Spirit, praise God, God. And glorified body won't have any need, praise God, for any marriages. Praise God, God. But you're going to reign with Christ. You're not going to be a husband, brother. You're going to be a bride.
Hallelujah.
Things going to be reversed. Praise God. I'm not going to be a husband then. I'm going to be a bride of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to have a new name. A name of Jesus. I'm going to have a new name right on my forehead, which is the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's what I'm going to be. I'm going to have to be. Praise the Lord. I'm going to take on what you mean. But let's go a little further. Hallelujah. I want to get into this thing a little bit. Fourth verse. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Now, certainly here, this man had no spiritual knowledge. And someone comes to him, you got to be born again. Now, wait a minute, I haven't died yet. That's what he think. He's already dead. He said, how can I do it? I'm grown, man. I can't do this. I can't go back to where I originally came from.
Yeah.
But Jesus had an answer for him.
Yeah.
Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water, that's water baptism, and of the Spirit, that's of the Holy Ghost,
yeah.
He cannot enter unto the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh, that's your natural birth, is flesh. Hallelujah. And that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. See, you got to be born again just like Jesus was born. Now, what am I talking about? What are you talking about, Elder Johnson? If you go into the first chapter of Matthew, you can find the genealogy of Jesus. Praise God, God. I told you everybody in there was begotten by somebody. In other words, they were conceived a natural way. But let's look over here to Matthew. I don't know why I'm going to all this morning. Now, goes all the way down and says, everybody was begotten by somebody. But when you get to verse 18, it says, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. From the 16th verse, and Jacob begat Joseph. I'm going to get down to it. The husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus. Now, if you look at your footnote down at the footnote number 2, of whom was born Jesus. It says a change expression here is important. It is no longer who begat, but Mary, of whom was born Jesus. Jesus was begotten, but not begotten of natural generation. Christ, which means the anointed or the Messiah, praise God, God was conceived by the Holy Ghost. He was conceived by God himself, which was a divine birth. And praise God, if you're going to be like Jesus, you've got to be born from up above the second time from a divine birth.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right.
And he read it for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then the angel comes to Joseph and said, don't put her away. She still hasn't known man. This child has been conceived of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
See, that's why Jesus Christ is called the unique Son of God. There's no one has ever been born that way. Mankind is still trying to fix up children through test tubes. But praise God, Jesus has spoken.
Yeah.
He just wrapped himself. I've never seen you and never found another man. And not a man, but an individual. God is man. But Jesus is also God.
Yeah.
But you never find another man, praise God, didn't have a body and clothed himself in wounds.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And then he clothed him in a body. Praise God, he also clothed him in a robe of righteousness.
Yeah.
And praise God, if we're going to You got to put on a robe of righteousness. That's why it's necessary for you to go down in the name of Jesus, who will wash away your sins. And it said in the book of Hebrews, I remember your sins no more. Just go on down, come up walking in the newness of life.
I hate to see folks going to hell and because, praise God, they haven't been told the truth.
Yeah,
our word is truth, and the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. Let me take you on over here. I was going a little further. I'm not happy. Goes a little further. I just want to take over 2 Corinthians. And this is what it says here. Chapter 2 tells us that the saints here in Corinthians, see, the church in Corinthians was a corrupt church. Everything went on that church. See, it was a carnal church.
Yeah.
And everything went on there. So Paul, you see, in those days, the word, first of all, the word epistle means letter. And it didn't have mailmen like you have now. And see, word would get by through the children of God. They didn't have too many places. And when Paul might be in Rome, and one of the travelers that came from Corinth would tell him about the situation in the church there, and then he would sit down and write a letter and would find somebody else going back to that part of the area or back to the town of Corinth, city of Corinth, and he would send that letter back. So this is what he did. So he sent this letter back and he told him that wisdom, Christian revelation owes nothing to human wisdom. He said, brethren, when I came to you, I came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. So you don't need a whole lot of fancy words. If I sit there and start telling you about, praise God, all the theology that I had in school, you wouldn't understand it. I'd lose you. All I gotta tell you gotta be born again.
Yes.
That's all you need to know. You gotta be born again. Hallelujah. So I come here and start talking about theology and all these other things and eschatology and all this bullshit. What good is that doing your soul?
Right.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, folks still don't know the gospel now. And you're going to get to something a little deeper than that, they don't even know what the gospel is. But they don't even know what Jesus is.
Yeah.
And you're going to talk about something else. Paul said, I didn't come to you with messages of speech.
Yes.
Praise the Lord, that's why I told you last week, right. I was saying the future belongs to him. That belongs to him, that's left to direct ignorance, but I want you to get my point. Hallelujah. The future belongs to them that belongs to him. Right. If any man has not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of
his.
Now, do you understand? I'm breaking down to the least common denominator. That's until I was in high school. I am not breaking down to the least common denominator. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
I mean, Paul says what? Well, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Nowhere, praise out God, after you leave the Gospels. You see, the Gospel, the Acts, the book of Acts is a bridge between the Gospels and the Epistles. And nowhere do you find any epistle baptizing anybody in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. You only find that in the Gospels and praying now, God, the church wasn't even established in the Gospel. The church wasn't established till you get into the book of Acts. The book of Acts means the absence of the apostles. Praying now, God, you find out Jesus Christ. Praying now, God told the apostles what he wanted them to do in the Gospels. And praying now, God, in the book of Acts, you find them carrying out the instructions that Jesus Christ told them. That's why he told them God in Matthew 19, I want you to go out and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And praise out God when the church was revealed in the first chapter of Acts, Acts 1:6. Now praise the Lord. And it tells me, praise God, when the apostles asked God, Jesus Christ, the last question they were to ask him on this earth. And they said, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And the Lord Jesus Christ said in verse 7, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons the Lord has set in his own power. And here was the church was revealed. Verse 8, he said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Not the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be a witness unto Jerusalem, and to Judea, and to the uttermost parts of earth. The word but means contrary to expectation. The Bible tells me in verse 12,
of Acts number 1 that they returned. Pray it out, God, for a mount called Olives. And pray it out, God, Zechariah 14 and 4 tells me that the Bible say in that day when he set up his kingdom, his speech shall be standing on the mount of Olives. Oh, standing on the mount of Olives. They said, Lord, are you going to do it now? He said, I got another program. I'm going to set the nation Israel aside for a while. So you see, he came into his own. And his own received him not. But the Bible said, there is many who received him. To them gave he power to become the Son of God. He came on down to save the nation Israel collectively as a whole body. But they rejected him. So he said, I'm going to call out a people by my name. Whosoever will, let him come. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad Jesus left in me. I'm so glad I know who Jesus is. I'm so glad I know. Pray it out, God, when the church was revealed. The only thing you find in the Gospels, it says, pray God upon this rock, I'll build my church. Before he said that, he had to have a testimony. You got to have a testimony too. He had got a people. Who do men say that I am? Praise God, God, and the brothers said, some say you're a liar. Some say I'm a thief. He said, that's all right what they said, but who do you say that I am? And he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of God. The church said the church was built on the torpedo, but that's not true. It was built on a testimony of Peter. But Jesus said, thou art the Christ. That's what Jesus Christ said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. He didn't say, my church is built. I'm going to build it.
Yeah. All right.
He didn't say, I'm going to build it later on.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They were already bought gospel acts. And when Peter, Brother Peter got up and preached the very first sermon that was ever preached in the New Testament church. And praying down God. And these folks found out that they had crucified. The Bible says both Lord and Christ, the word Lord means the self-existing one. And praying down God. They were pricked in their hearts. And they cried out, men and brethren, what can we do about it? And praying down God, Peter said one thing, repent and be baptized. Every one of you.
And what?
Name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. He didn't say that again. You see, when the church prays out God, the door, when they open up, praying out God, the New Testament church, you find Brother Peter carrying out the commandments of God. The commandments of God was given in Matthew 28:19. He said, when you go out, baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when Peter carried out the commandments of God, he said, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, I want to tell you who Jesus is. He is the Father, he is the Son, and he is the Holy Ghost. And if you still haven't gone down in Jesus' name, according to the word and will of God, you are yet in your sin. Pray down, God, you got to get under the blood of Jesus. How can you get under the blood of Jesus in 1987? I'm going to tell you right now that the name will represent the blood. That is the fountain. No other way whatsoever. Hallelujah. Folks don't understand it. People are telling you narcissists, telling you things that make you feel good. But I'm going to tell you like this. Say, spell, cry loud. And spell, you must be. Watch me. More than that, not by my way. Pray God, God, by the way and the will and the word of God. You got to do it His way or else. Pray God, God, you just want a church to have a place to be buried from. And that's not going to do you any good. But man's body, soul, and spirit. And pray God, God, I told you, God, falling out of the dust, breathing into the breath of life, and He became a walking individual, a living soul. And pray God, God, when it's time for Him to give up the ghost, pray down, God, before the doctor get there with the stethoscope and say this man is expired. His body, his breath of life is already gone back. to Jesus Christ who gave it in the first place. And the next praise of God, the Bible said, as it has it and dust to dust. And praise of God, the third thing that hang in the balance is your soul. That the Savior's trying to get nothing. Praise of God, he don't hear anything about your body because it's going back, praise of God, to the dust. He can't do anything about the brother life because it's already going back to Jesus. The Holy Spirit is hanging in the balance of me. The word of God and be baptized in the name of Jesus. Be washed of your sins and pray it out, God. Then you'll find out nothing. You won't be like the rich man that was in hell. Pray it out, God. There's only one or two places for an individual to be. You want to either be with Jesus Christ. Pray it out, God. And peace. Are you going to be with, hallelujah, in torment? And pray to God, there is a place called torment. And I told you, praise to God, the breath of life is going back to Jesus. And while folks are passing by you, say, sure no good. Don't ever look peaceful. Oh, I want to touch them. I want to kiss them. Mother, that ain't doing no good. Praise God. Oh, I'm going to be. He's already there. Praise God, Lord, if you die saved, or you die lost, in Christ, or outside. Praise God, God, let me tell you something. Praise God, God, I always like to tell you, you can't live like a hellion, and die like an angel. You can't live like a devil, and die like a saint. You can't live crooked, and die straight. You can't live wrong, and die right. And the man live. Oh, hallelujah. Don't anybody else tell you anything different? Hallelujah. That's what Paul is going to see what Paul said. I'm almost there. Hallelujah. Paul said, well, I determined that the only thing I'm going to say is Jesus Christ, you crucified. Now listen to what I'm going to say. Now, verse number 7. Now listen. When we speak the wisdom of God in the mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would have not crucified the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. They would never crucify. But listen, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of men the things which God hath prepared for them that love it. Got a lot of preachers leave it right there.
Amen.
Right there. Start telling you, praise God, what happened in the revealed. But praise God, if you and Jesus Christ, we need the next verse.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, they tell them God had revealed them to us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yeah, the deep things unto God. For what man knows the things of a man, save the Spirit of a man, which is in. Alright, no wonder you understand it, because you don't have anything in you. That's why I say you don't understand the word of God, because you got the Holy Ghost in it. You can read it from front to back. Praise God, but what do you know of Jesus?
Yeah.
What did the scripture say? Oh, my God. For God has, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in it. Even so the things of God knoweth them, know no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. It's freely given. So is eternal life free. That's why we teach the word of God. He has a folk with no vice stuff. Yeah, I don't ever want, praise God, to be kind of preacher, praise God, to lead you and guide you and dictate to you by the word of God. We teach it so you know it yourself.
Amen.
Elder Johns, get off and pray for me. I'm not telling you to rebuke me.
No, don't shut me down, please.
All over here. But praise God, I can't tell you, praise God, like Jim Jones told him, folks. A whole lot of other folks. Do you know how churches grow so fast? You get churches established in 3 or 4 years, got 800 members. They ain't living nothing. This church could have had more than that, I'm sure. But see, something's required of you here.
Yeah.
You see, we're not worried about membership.
Right.
Jesus Christ and Him crucified. See, I can fill this church up in 6 months, and you wouldn't be able to get in here. You can hardly get in here now. That's through the word of God. That's through the truth.
Yeah.
But see, Satan will give you a gimmick if you was wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you got it. Nah, I just do it. All I got to do is just stop preaching the cross. He'll give you something, praise God. You're talking about the Savior's death.
I have problems. Praise the Lord. I'm talking to the top of my mouth.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Why? Praise the Lord. Because the more folks say, Satan sent in more money here. But simply the Bible tells us, trust not in uncertain riches, but trust in
the
Lord. Hallelujah. I'm not worried about the money. That's why I keep working. I'm still working. I've been in work for 5 more years. Praise the Lord. I ain't got to worry about retire. I just don't want to retire from Jesus either.
Amen.
On the time I'm going to retire, praise God, I'm going to interfere with the church. Praise the Lord. It's getting to that point, but I'm going to hang on in there a few more years. Lord willing, praise the Lord. I'm still all right. Getting out on up there now, 59 and 60 years old, that's all right. I'll just keep on going in the morning, 7 o'clock. So I'm going on there. That's all right. Praise the Lord, because I'm happy in Jesus. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, let's really go on and say, listen. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, saints. That's why the Lord said, love not the world, neither the world, but the spirit which is God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Now, listen. The revealed things are taught in words given by the spirit, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches. Right? But with the Holy Ghost. It jumps from Holy Spirit to Holy Ghost. It's an all manifestation of that one being then. You see? And it ceases being the Holy Spirit to a person. Holy Ghost. The Spirit is not a person. The Holy Ghost is. That's what folks don't understand. That's why I said baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. And you said Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, then Jesus couldn't be who he was. The Holy Ghost is the person. Hallelujah. Listen to what he said there. Listen. For they are, now listen. Comparing spirit to things of spirit. But here's why men can be minded and the only way to hear. But the natural man receiveth not the things of God. For they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. They are blind. Praise the Lord. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet himself is judged of the man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. That's why Paul said what? Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ. How can you have the mind of Jesus Christ in you if you don't have Jesus in you? Praise the Lord. You find these things and things I tell you all the time, going up here to Atlantic City and going out to Las Vegas, having these bus trips and frying these chicken. They're not working on the soul salvation. Your soul salvation is around all the time. The people that teach, That's where you, but he didn't come up on the lake of Lord, shut these things. What did he find for a child of God in Atlantic City? Even if he's not pulling out the slides, you're not supposed to be in there, praise God, setting them up and drinking them up. Praise the Lord, you're born in Christ, and man being Christ is a new creature. So you're just deceiving yourself.
Amen.
You're just going to church, praise God, because society expects it of you now. He said, well, he's a good number over the church.
Yes.
But see, that doesn't save you.
Amen.
You've got to have a testimony at the end of him. That before he was translated, he pleased God. And that translates the symbolic of the rapture.
Yes.
Listen, Jeffrey's always saying, how do you expect to get to heaven if your sins are forgiven? I mean, that even makes sense. How do you think you're going to defile and corrupt and dirty and nasty and tell them what you're going to be with Jesus?
Yeah.
That's why I pray. That's man's way of doing things. That's why I pray to God, when you see a funeral going, you never see anybody go to hell again. Well, it's right up. Everybody that died, the preacher put him in heaven. God is nothing. God prayed about him. God just took him all home. And the man just shot out 20 people. I bet when he get over that church, you're going to put him up there.
Yeah.
Wife, Vina, Mahoma, Mama, everything else, but he's up there with the Lord. And he's up there, I don't want to be up there. Pray the Lord. I'm not going up there anyway. Y'all going up there? Y'all going there? I'm going to be down here. The Bible says there's a new man. The Lord said, my kingdom come.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
His kingdom is going to be right down here. He's going to reign on the throne of David
And praise God, when Peter and the apostles asked the Lord Jesus Christ, said, we have given up everything we have before you. Now, what shall we have therein? The Lord told them, you're going to reign with me. You're going to judge the nations with me. Praise God. You're going to sit down. Poke and laugh and hold his neck then. That's all right.
Yes.
I'm going to look out. I'm going to have my new glorified body. I'm going to be dressed up.
Thank
you. And I'll roll the rest. Praise God. You think this one means something? This is just something that I usually keep wet up my coat.
Yeah.
That's all this is. This is no more, that's no more important than yours. And that keep me sweating up my coat. Praise the Lord. But one day I'm going to have a robe of
righteousness.
Yeah. Won't be made of cloth. Hallelujah. Going to be my spot over it.
Yeah.
Won't have to put it in the coat. Hallelujah, because it's worse. You know, blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've been standing for God. I said, look me over. I've been washed, cleansed in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what salvation is all about. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to keep too much, but this poor out of one of your heart. Praise the Lord. I don't want to need too much spirits to soul food. You won't have nothing for your body. Or have no room for it. Praise the Lord, but let's go on a little further. Over here, back to 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish, foolishness, but to us which are saved, it is the power of God. And before we close it out, I want to go over to Romans and give you a definition of what salvation is. Folks talk about how saved they are. And if you ask him to be saved from what? What are you saved from? All right. Romans 1, verse number 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto what? You see that number one? Salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Now look down in the footnote and look at that number one. By the word salvation. And you look at the Bible and say the Greek, the Hebrew and Greek words for salvation imply the idea of deliverance. Deliverance from what? Sin, consequences, and the penalty of sin. That's what you're delivered from. Safety, preservation, healing, and salvation is the great inclusive word of the gospel gathering to itself all the redemptive acts and process of justification. Now, the word justification means we have been declared righteous. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Justification is a judicial act of God and declaring the sinner righteous on the grounds of the death of his son. When that sinner believed that Christ died and was buried and rose again the third day according to the scripture. That's what justification is. And let me tell you something. Unless a man is declared righteous, he can't even stand in the presence of God. See, folks tell you they don't want to be tired of the host, don't want to be righteous. Unless you declare righteous, you can't even stand in the presence of God. And if you're righteous, you just don't make it in there. Because the Bible says the righteous, scarcely. Where is it what? If those whom God died on the cross for, they're going to barely make it in. What about the other folks? They don't stand a chance at all. That's why I pray God. Those of you who are preaching, you got to keep on preaching.
Yeah.
Those of you who are praying, you got to keep on praying.
Yeah.
Pray to the Lord. And put the song on it. We all say, those of you that read the Bible, just keep on reading the Bible, y'all. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Pray to God. Just pray to God. You got to pray without ceasing.
Yeah.
And be expected to make it in. The Bible said, neither give praise to the devil. That means don't give him a chance. The devil can't harm. Don't tell that you pray too much. The Bible said, pray about ceasing. That means about stopping. You got always to pray.
Always. Yeah.
Praise the Lord. The minute you stop praying, that's why you got all the trouble in school. Now that you pray out.
Yeah.
It took prayer out, Satan walked in.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. But I'm praying God is the praying church.
Yes, it is.
That's how it's built the way it is, because the praying and teaching church. Praise God. Want you to read it for yourself. That's why I take the time on Sunday to preach it to you on Sunday. Let's go on those first things salvation is. Redemption. Redemption means to be redeemed. And the only best illustration I can give you is, you know, people out in the world, they put something in hock. They put it in a pawn shop. They get a ticket. And when they go back to the pawn deal, they say, I've come to redeem my property. Then you come back to pay for it. That's why the Bible says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy. And do it for what? Let who say so? Let the redeemed. Those whom we have gotten out of the house.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Then goes on to say, grace. Grace is God's emergent favor shown to the undeserving man. Propitiation. A lot of people see that word in the Bible and know what propitiation means. Satisfactory sin substitute.
Yes.
That's what propitiation means. You see, it had the blood. You see, after Adam, I'll explain to you. My God. See, after Adam disobeyed God.
That's all.
After Adam disobeyed God, the only person that could bring man back to the original state that Adam lost had to be one without sin. The only one without sin after Adam was God himself. That's why he manifested himself abiding in the person of Lord Jesus Christ and came down, down on the cross. That's why he conceived in the Holy Ghost. Had he been conceived with Joseph, he'd have been just as sinful as Adam. But see, the only person that could bring us back to the spiritual relationship had to be one without sin. The only person without sin was who?
God
himself. That's why man is walking around now with a great big vacuum in his life. An emptiness.
Yeah.
He goes to psychiatrists, spend a couple of $100 an hour,
yeah,
praying the Lord, and shooting up,
yep,
snorting up, drinking up, doing everything up. They're trying to fill this void in their lives. There's an emptiness here. But all they got to do is come to Jesus and be reconciled by that and fill this void, yeah, or emptiness in their life. That's all it takes. But see, they don't understand that. They don't realize it. But see, the only person that could bring us back, I say, praise God, had me from sin. So Jesus Christ became our what? So when Lord Jesus Christ hung on the cross, he said, it is finished. No more blood of bulls and heifers. Praise God, in the book of Hebrews and back in the book of Leviticus, praise our God, the high priest had to go there and praise our God and pray for everybody else. They ain't going a little further for himself. Praise our God. If you didn't hear that, people in trouble. Praise the Lord. When the Lord Jesus Christ hung on the cross, praise our God, and said it is finished, yeah, and tell me the veil.
Yeah.
And the temple was wrecked. I mean, it was torn down. I had telephone in my bosom. I call on it anytime. You can be here anytime you want. God is our refuge and our strength. A very present help. And so you don't have to come from anywhere because it's already here.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. God is omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient. He knows it all. And you know, all he wants you to do is just call on him. He knows the end from the beginning. He's got the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. The beginning from the end. God knew the end from the beginning.
Yeah.
You don't know nothing catch God by surprise. Praise down God. He knows what's taking place. Praise down God tomorrow before we get up.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God if he let us get up.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God. Not going to get up tomorrow. Praise God. That's here today. Go home tonight and set those expensive clocks and radio clocks and pray down God and have those pretty lights on and all those kind of things. But I've never seen a clock wake up anybody yet. God wake you up to hit a clock. And don't you forget. Praise the Lord. Woke me up this morning.
Yeah.
Started me on my way. All through the day. I can look to the hills.
Jesus.
My help.
Yeah.
I feel good in Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man, we're talking about invitation. That means they charge that to my account. Praise the Lord. And then forgiveness. Sanctification. A lot of folks say, I don't want to be fooled with them sanctified folks. That's because they don't know what sanctification is. Sanctification means to be set aside for the service of God. Praise the Lord, those benches are sanctified. The microphone is sanctified. Because it's in the service of God. The whole nation of Israel is sanctified. See, God has set Israel aside. He ain't forgotten his son aside. Praise the Lord, God. He wants to deal with them during the tribulation. That's why the tribulation is called the time of Jacob's trouble. He's gonna have us with him. Then he's gonna revert back, praise our God. And get back and call up Judah. And they're gonna call up to him. Praise our God. Hey, he already told you, if you just known your visitation, you wouldn't have it so hard. But I'm gonna put a hurting on you. Hallelujah. I'm gonna make you accept me for who I am. God, thank God I live in this dispensation. Hallelujah. Dispensation of grace. I'm glad I'm the one, praise God, is the Lord Jesus Christ. Come on the cross and took all my sins. Bible says, well, he had made him to be sin for us and knew no sins, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And I love it. I just love it because I know, praise God, even God, even Jesus Christ as God-man, praise God, he hung on that cross and took on the sins of the world. See, when he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? See, that man part, that natural part of Jesus, didn't understand right then that he was fulfilling John 3:16. He'd taken all the sins of the world. And let me tell you something. I want to tell you something right now. And God can't stand the presence of sin in anybody, not even himself. Why have God forsaken me? Praise God, God. Because that moment he had taken all the sins of the world. Praise God, God, he left me in sin.
Yeah.
But praise God, God, he's going to come back in glory. And the Bible said, unto them that look for him till he appear without sin the second time. Without sin, until what? He's going to come back the second time in glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Every eye is not going to see him then. Every eye is going to see him, but not then.
Thank you.
Praise God. Is everybody out there? Yeah, everybody, Jesus?
Yeah.
My mind is made up.
I'm on my way out. Gonna hold my head up. Hold on to the Lord. I'm on my way.